Does money grow on trees? It's Home Economics with Sam Stubbs on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hey, mate.
We're just talking about the economy. You know the way that that good, interested, enthusiastic adults do, eh?
Yeah, I'll tell you, mate. And it's actually looking relatively really good here in New Zealand. Like, and if you look at our, we're just talking about politicians, right? And how the future of politics might actually be genuinely nice people after we've seen what the PM has done. I mean, she's probably the most respected global leader. And that's the first time I've ever seen that in my lifetime, right?
And respected for all the right reasons, I think, you know.
And
people can. There's always going to be a portion of the community who just go, but the argument seems quite weak in that respect. And the, you know, like, even looking at the subject, I was just saying to Sam, listeners, about how who would ever have thought things would have played out the way they have, even with old Erdogan from Turkey.
You know,
just grandstanding using the video, playing the video, and it's looking like it's going to completely backfire on them.
It's amazing, isn't
Excuse
it?
Excuse the pun, but are you?
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, I look at New Zealand, so I'm 54 now, right? And I look back and I say, how are we positioned in the world and how's our economy? And basically, what's the future for young people in New Zealand? And it's as good as I've ever seen it. I mean, you'll see people worry about the economy, worry about house prices, all those sort of things. But think about our politicians. I actually think we've been pretty blessed by our politicians. I know people always have a slag off of them. But think about, you had Michael Cullen, and then you had Bill English, and then you got Grant Robinson. You've had our economy managed by some incredibly sensible people over a very long period of time.
I think we sort of, a lot of that's got to do with the fact that, you know, it's small enough that it's hard to pull any shifty swifties. But it's big enough to be a bit of a mover and shaker. And in this case, shown back, you know, friends with China again. Who would have thought?
Yeah, yeah. And look, and also, you know, Kiwis are big on fairness and transparency, right? Now, you're right, mate. It's like this in many ways is like a village. Everyone keeps a close eye on each other, but we have a very sensible liberal democracy. This economy has been well run. If you look at us globally right now, we've got relatively low levels of debt. We've got a very, very strong agricultural sector. And have a look at tourism. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, we think we've seen a lot of growth in tourism in New Zealand in the last 10 years. Wait till you see how popular we're going to be in the next 10 years. And this is all jobs and all money. And we've also got a lot of what we call fiscal horsepower as well. If this economy turns down, the government can not only spend a lot more money, but also the Reserve Bank can also drop interest rates quite a lot as well. So I think that I know everyone's worried about, you know, AI, and they're worried about Trump and all those sorts of things. But if you look at New Zealand, I think this is probably one of the best places in the world to be right now.
It's like all generations, you got to just think through it and think, you know, where's it going to go? Because I guess our parents never thought things would end up the way they've ended up. We don't think things are going to end up a certain way, you know.
I talk to the young people who sort of come into our business, and they're very worried about
canvassing for their thoughts.
Exactly. Yep. And they're all very worried about AI and how that impacts on their jobs, right? And I kind of smile because that's exactly the conversations we were having about computers when I was at university. They were going to come in, they were going to destroy jobs, take all the jobs and so on. What basically ended up happening was they ended up being very useful tools, and everyone ended up doing different jobs. Or, you know, I mean, here's a stunning, here's a really interesting one. The number of accountants in this country before computers is lower than the number of accountants after computers, and yet computers were supposed to destroy every accounting job.
Computers beyond 2000 told me that that we would have more leisure time.
I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. Kiwis actually work very hard. Mm. And they actually work very long hours. I think we need to look at that.
What about the 4-hour working week? That's a good argument. I was on the project the other night, and we had a gentleman on there, and he was the 4-day working week. Sorry, the guy was on there who's a big proponent of it, and he says it's like his business has dramatically improved.
Yeah, well,
because his staff are happier, more rested, and more committed, more focused. You know,
it's amazing.
Let's do that.
Well, you know, and
maybe not on the radio so much, but you know.
And we have completely flexible work hours, completely flexible holidays where we are. So you just come in when you want to work and leave when you don't. And I think people, I think people work probably about half the time they're at work. The rest of it's coffee.
Facebook and trade me.
Coffee, Facebook, trade me, all that sort of thing. The actual productive time. The reason I think that is because if you ever go on holiday, you ever go to a museum, right? And when you walk into a museum and you're paying really close attention to everything, you're bloody exhausted after about 2 hours. Mm. You can't wait to get it. You've only got so much mental energy to focus on these things. And so I think, I'm very, very excited by our future. I'll give some other interesting facts. The crane index right now, there are more cranes building things in Auckland than there are.
That's
in
weird, isn't it?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Now, is it 59 in the next busiest city in the world, but we've got 98?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. It's absolutely
in the world. In the world, man.
Yeah, exactly. And people say, that's really scary, that's horrible, that's worried, there's a market's toppy, it's all going to crash.
I'm wondering if people have been dumping cranes.
Well,
drive by, dump a crane, take off.
Lots of those cranes are building buildings which are funded by KiwiSaver money now. Right, we've got $50 billion invested that we didn't have 10 years ago.
It is.
And look, back in the old days, those cranes were building buildings that were funded by debt, by borrowings, right? And people borrowed too much money. So when the economy turned down, the building stopped, everyone lost their jobs, and it stayed there until it was complete, until the next economic cycle. What happens now is they haven't borrowed so much money to build these things. So even if the economy turns down a bit, the buildings still get built, the jobs are still there, and so on. So I think we're going to have a much smoother economy. You've seen this happen in Singapore, you've seen it happen in Australia.
More money to be made with sound investments than, say, on Scratch and Win or Daily Keno?
I'd love to make a joke about
the casino,
that,
or the casino.
If I told you, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've made my fortune on 10 Black personally, but no, I would advise everybody do it.
Casino is a misery machine. It is.
Yeah. We don't actually invest in them.
I heard some I'll talk about this outside of your segment, I think. I heard about that bloody casino the other day. They're really good on my tits, actually, about that whole the deal that was done.
What's actually interesting about all those sin stocks, and that's one of them, gaming, is that they used to be great, great investments, great outperformance, tobacco, alcohol, all these sort of things. Back in my, when I was young, those were the companies you invested in to make money.
These days,
that's not working out so much because people are smarter. I think we talked about this in a previous session. 30% of 18 to 30 year olds don't drink these days. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
They
really
don't drink alcohol. Yeah.
Where do you guys, because Simplicity are an ethical KiwiSaver provider. Where do you sort of head first with your, I guess you've got a portfolio now, but what do you look for first? Do you go, what's the most ethical?
It's very, very difficult to know that. Basically, we do two things. First of all, is we take all of those sin sectors and we just exclude them. So no weapons, no tobacco, no alcohol, no gaming, no porn, nothing like that. So that's the first thing. The second thing you do is, if you're ethical, is you start advocating for change, right? So the companies you are invested in, you actually get into the boardroom as a shareholder and you say, hey, listen, we'd like things to change. And there's really two things we've been focused on with the New Zealand companies that we're invested in. The first thing is we're saying embrace diversity, because if you think that the jobs are going to be hard to find, they're not. Talent's going to be hard to find. And so unless you're a company, if you're a company that wants to run for 20, 30, 40 years, unless you are dipping into the broadest and deepest well of talent, you're going to be competitively disadvantaged, right? Mm-hmm. So you must embrace diversity because there's a shortage of skills, not a surplus of skills, in most jobs in New Zealand. The second thing is you have to think sustainably. You've got to start thinking about, because in the old days, in the old rampant capitalist 80 days, in 1980s, it was make the most amount of money now and pay me the biggest dividend now and sell your company as fast as you possibly can for the most amount of money. That's not what KiwiSaver investors want, and that's not what most people want. If you want to create a truly sustainable company, you've got to start thinking long term, and that's about investing more in growth, investing more in environmental sensitivity. Think about your footprint on society, because and here's a really interesting thing, because those are the companies that the most talented people will want to work for.
Definitely. And I think also if you're going to be think about sustainability of yourself as well. Get on top of your device addiction. Get on top of how you use your phone and not let your phone use you, that sort of stuff. Because I think once we were able to sort of walk away from, because at the moment it's everyone's shocking, all of us. Yep. But once we get to a stage where we can just see it as the same way you'd see a bike or a another tool. It's a tool. It's not the lifeline to the world. It's not the best way to get your news necessarily. It's not the best way to get hold of people necessarily, but it's useful. But I think once we get on top of that, then that'll be a whole new sea change in our thinking as well.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we won't be so... Yeah, we won't go blind and dumb.
Mate, I'll tell you, I'll tell you, first thing is health as well. True wealth
But that's
is health,
part of
right?
it, eh?
Yeah, that's the number one. Second thing is, the addiction to these devices. I've got one of these things now that tells me how many hours on it I am a week. If you'd asked me, I said, oh, shit.
Brutal,
I'm on it about an hour a day.
Liar.
I'm on the bloody thing 4 hours a day. I've got a serious problem, right?
I'd say it's more.
It says four, and I'm going, bloody hell.
Yeah.
I spend 4 hours staring into a screen.
Yeah. That's not good for you, surely.
I don't think it is.
Once we get on top of that, we'll be sweet. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for coming in to the breakfast show. This is the last Home Economics. But it's been a pleasure having you on the breakfast show. It's been very interesting.
Cheers, mate.
We're sort of uncharted waters, but thank you very much for being part of the show, and thanks very much for your thoughts and your ideas. And please feel free to come and nudge away in whenever you like.
Okay, cheers, mate.
Thanks very much.
We'll be back. See you.
Have a good time. Have a good time doing your KiwiSaver providing.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.